Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Beth, and I'm joined by RMLS VP of Subscriber Services, Mr. Terry Rommel. After last month's special episode, which covered common questions that had come up as a result of the settlement-related rules changes, we're back to catch you up on RMLS news and local real estate market info in the Pacific Northwest. But first, Terry has a special announcement.
I do?
You do.
Actually, I do, Beth. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I'd like everyone to know that I'm going to be selling the ever-popular Real Talk swag out of the back of my car at the Vancouver RMLS office.
What?
From 2 to 4 p.m. on weekdays. That's right. The swag has grown gigantically in the number of people that are interested in possessing some. And we thought this would make a really good opportunity for folks. Now, of course, I'm kidding. But I did want to let our listeners and subscribers know that I'm going to be retiring at the end of this year.
Oh.
For some of you, that announcement will be met with euphoria. For others, it will be met with, who knows, maybe nothing. But I am actually hanging it up after 33 years in this amazing industry. Ironically, my start into the industry in 1991 mirrors the date that RMLS was formed. Now, I didn't work for RMLS initially. I worked for Supra. Many of you will remember that as the lockbox that we used for many years. And ultimately was fortunate enough to join RMLS. I've been here for a little bit over 20 years combined, and it's been a great run. Certainly retiring is a little bit melancholy. A lot of questions about what are you gonna do? I don't know, I'll figure something out. I do know one thing for sure, I'm gonna play more golf. And looking forward to being able to do some volunteer activities, and we'll see where it all leads. So Wonderful. Anyway, in closing of that particular announcement, thank you to everybody who's put up with me over the many years. I've had a great time. That, of course, also means that I'll also be leaving the Real Talk podcast. Mm. But I know for sure they've got some really good options coming up on where to take the podcast from here. So no worries. With that being said, let's get straight to
the headlines.
As you hopefully are aware, we do have some rules and policy changes that are going to become active as of October 28th of this year. So right around the corner. On that date, our policy prohibiting the practice of refreshing MLS numbers for the purpose of having the listing appear as a new listing becomes a formal rule with a fine of up to $1,500 for possible violations. Additionally, following the recommendation of the Rules and Regulations Committee, the RMLS Board of Directors has approved a prohibition against the use of percentages and or dollar values to apply not only to incentives, but also to bonuses, closing costs, credit, and comparable promotional terms. The disallowing of numbers in either remarks fields is being implemented specifically to remove the risk of continued attempts to indirectly market and promote compensation on the MLS platform. From what we've seen since the NAR settlement-related changes were implemented in August, the risk of having participants use concessions or other terms as a proxy for compensation, thus violating the settlement terms, is still deemed to be high and not in the spirit of the agreement. Prohibiting promotional dollar amounts or percentages helps to ensure that negotiations occur outside of the MLS and confirms our commitment to following the settlement agreement. We understand that this is another significant change. The decision to implement it was not made lightly. That being said, we are gathering feedback from our subscribers with regard to these changes. Please be assured that your concerns are being weighed, and if deemed necessary, will be addressed by the Rules Committee for any possible future adjustments in the policy. If you have other further questions, please reach out to the RMLS Help Desk. Now let's jump to the September market stats. Overall, availability compares favorably to the recent past. Inventory is up 7/10 of a month in Oregon and 9/10 of a month in Washington from a year ago. Active listings in Oregon are up almost 20% from last year, and in Washington, actives are up over 30%. But sales are still slightly down in both regions. There are homes on the market, but they're staying there a bit longer, with time on market gaining double digits from last September. With interest rates not showing a major plunge and the election coming up, it seems like buyers in the overall market are still in a bit of a wait and see mode. Let's zoom in on some of our regular categories. In the category that we call streaks, Baker's active listings have been increasing for 5 months consecutively. Curry County and Josephine County have seen their actives falling for 4 straight months. In our milestones area, active listings keep reaching recent highs. In Baker County, 118 active listings is the highest count since October of 2017. Wow. In Grant County, 60 is the most since January of 2019. And in Lane, actives come in at 938, the highest point since September of 2018. Now for new growth, growth is good in the Portland Metro, up 50 units from a month ago. Fortunately, it's down a bit in Southwest Washington, falling over 40 units. Now let's talk about affordability. Affordability, which is essentially how much of a median sales price a typical buyer can afford for the given area, there are a set of variables that apply to that. It's up about 10% in Portland and 1% in Southwest Washington. But unfortunately, it's down just a bit, 8% in Lane County.
Well, thank you, Terry, for those stats.
Of course.
As for RMLS news, as Terry mentioned, the new rules and policy changes go into effect on October 28th. As you get ready for Halloween, please remember to send us your photos. We want to see spooky costumes, scary decorations, and frightful creativity. You may even win a free quarter of dues, so send photos to communications@rmls.com. Every month, Align Showings gets better, so look for the newest features and capabilities in RMLS Web. Thanks to all who have participated with our annual subscriber satisfaction survey. Your feedback is truly appreciated. And with that, we leave to go craft our Halloween costumes and prepare for Fright Night. Stay safe out there. I would like to take a moment to thank Terry for all of his invaluable contributions to RMLS and to this podcast, and wish him an incredible retirement full of joy and golfing days.
Yes. Yes.
And with that, I have a final quote. Often when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else. Mm. That's Fred Rogers.
Wow. Really so profound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you.